in the light fourth night of the month of Chaitra. What's his name? And the results can one attain by observing it. The personality of God has said, for the benefit of everyone described here who enjoys this Ekadasi, Papa Mochini. History of this Ekadasi was narrated to the Emperor Mandatta by Loma Sarishi. So Loma Sarishi said, the Ekadasi that occurs at dark fourth of Chaitra is called Papa Mochini. For the faithful devotee, it removes the influences of ghosts and demons. This Ekadasi awards the eight perfection of life, fulfills all kinds of desires, but purifies one's life of all sinful reaction, and makes a person perfectly virtuous. Now, please listen to a historical account of this Ekadasi and Chitrarad, the chief of the Gandharva's heavenly musicians. During the spring season, in the company of heavenly dancing girls, Chitrarad came upon a beautiful forest, bursting forth with a great variety of flowers. He and the girls joined the Gandharvas and many Kanaras, along with Indra himself, who was enjoying a visit there. Everyone felt there was no better garden than this forest. Many sages were present performing their austerities and penances. The demigods enjoyed visiting this garden during the months of Chaitra and Vaishakh, April and May. A great sage named Madhavi resided in the forest, and very attractive dancing girls would always attempt to seduce him. One famous girl in particular, Manju Gosha, contrived many ways to allure the exalted Muni, but out of respect for the sage and fear of his power, which he had attained after years and years of ascetics, she would not become very close to him. At a spot 2 miles from the sage, she pitched a tent, began swinging very sweetly as she played a tabla. Cupid became excited when he saw and heard her perform, and he remembered his own unfortunate experience with Lord Shiva and decided to take revenge by seducing Madhavi. Now, evidently, Madhavi had some relation with Lord Shiva. Now, so Cupid engaged Manju Gosha as his assistant, saying that he was a highly intelligent yogi. And so, it basically mentions here that she approached Madhavi and blah, blah, blah. And Madhavi gave up his meditation and decided to sport with her. Instantly, his purity of heart and mind abandoned him. Forgetting even the difference between day and night, he went away with her. Seeing that the yogi's sanctity had become seriously eroded, Manju Gosha decided to abandon him and return home. She said, "Oh, great one, please permit me to return home." Madhavi said, "But you've only just arrived. Please stay with me at least until tomorrow." Fearful of the sage's yogic power, Manju Gosha stayed with Madhavi for precisely 57 years, 9 months and 3 days. But to Madhavi, all this time seemed like a moment. Again she asked him, "Please permit me to leave." Madhavi replied, "Dear one, listen to me. Stay with me one more night, then you may leave tomorrow morning. Just stay with me until I perform my morning duties and chant the sacred Gayatri mantra. Please wait till then." So she forces his mind, says, "How long will it take you to finish your morning hymns and rituals? Please be merciful and think of all the time you spent with me." The sage reflected on the years he'd been with Manju Gosha and said, with great anger, astonishment, "Why, I've spent more than 57 years with you." His eyes turned red and began to emanate sparks. He now regarded Manju Gosha as death personified, the destroyer of his spiritual life. "You rascal woman, you have turned all the hard-earned results of my austerities to ashes." Trembling with anger, he cursed Manju Gosha, "Simple one, or hard-hearted, degraded one, you know only sin. May all terrible fortune be yours. Rascal woman, I curse you to become a hobgoblin, pisacha." Cursed by the sage Madhavi, the beautiful Manju Gosha humbly beseeched him. "Listen, the Brahmins, please be merciful to me and revoke your curse." "Oh, great one, it is said that association with pure devotees gives immediate results, but the curses take effect only after 7 days. I've been with you for 57 years, so please be kind to me." So Madhavi says, "Oh, gentle lady, what can I do? You destroyed all my austerities. But even though you've done this in sinful deed, I shall tell you a way that you can be released from my wrath. In the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra, there is an auspicious Ekadasi that removes all one's sins. Its name is Papa Mochini. A beautiful one, whoever fasts on this sacred day becomes completely freed of having to take birth in any kind of devilish form." With these words, the sage left at once for his father's ashram. Seeing him enter the hermitage, Chavamuni said, "Oh my son, by acting unlawfully, you've squandered the wealth of your penance and austerities. Oh father, kindly reveal what atonement I must perform to remove the obnoxious sin I've incurred by privately associating with the dancing girl Manju Gosha." Chavan said, "My dear son, you must fast on Papa Mochini Ekadasi. which occurs in the fourth night of the month of Chaitra, eradicates all sins, no matter how grievous they may be. Medevi follows as follows advice and fasting and Papa Mochana Kansi. The soul of sins were destroyed, and he again became filled with excellent merit. Similarly, Mantra Gosha, observed the same fast, became free of the hobgoblin curse. And ascending once again to the heavenly planet, she too returned to her former position. Loma Sarishi continued, thus, O King, the great merit, benefit of fasting is that whatever does so with faith and devotion will have all the sins completely destroyed. Sri Krishna continued, King Yudhisthira, whoever reads and hears about Papa Mochana Ekadasi, attains the very same merit he would get if he donated 1,000 cows in charity. He also nullifies the sinful reaction he may have incurred by killing Brahmins, killing an embryo through abortion, drinking liquor, having sex with his guru's wife. Such the incalculable benefit of properly observing this holy day of Papa Mochana Ekadasi, which is so dear to me and so meritorious. It's from Bhavishyaputra Purana. Okay, I want to mention a few things about Ekadasi. To tell you frankly, of course, institutions are meant for to give the bare bones instructions that everybody can easily follow. That's basically what's going on. But in 39 years, I never got reciprocation of Krishna by doing the bare bones minimum. You know, fast some grains and beans, keep your nose clean, and sleep whatever you want. Nope. But when I accidentally did Jagaran, stayed up all night in Ekadasi, it happened to be New Year's Eve. I was in Simferopol, Ukraine at the time. It was Safal Ekadasi. Ekadasi gives a good fruit. And I stayed up a night on New Year's Eve. The devotees, 16 men and 16 ladies. Now, Slavic devotees don't need a permit to dance with their friends all night. They do it very happily. See? So, and they think, oh, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, have a party. We'll think about it tomorrow. Okay? So, and tomorrow you have to consider it, of course. You see? So, the next day, Hridayanath, the Lord of the Heart, reciprocated better than I ever had him before. So it made me start to wonder, where have I been all these 39 years? Then later on, now it takes about 4 or 5 Ekadasis to get used to it, basically, to get your body used to it. Basically, it's a switch. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to sleep. You just turn it off. That's all. And I was asking one devotee in Ljubljana, Slovenia. He was a former teacher. I asked him, I said, how are you doing? He said, little tired, don't worry about it. He said, it's nothing. You know, in about 4 or 5 Ekadasis, we'll get used to it. Practice makes perfect. He's right. And then I asked another girl that did all night Ekadasi, how are you doing? You know, I'll get used to it. Of course, you know, a quarter of the day she was gone. You know, so the trick of Dwadasi is you stay away from your bed and stay busy. Whatever you didn't have time to do in Ekadasi, you do it on Dwadasi. Now, if you feel too tired, then you got to sleep. You sleep like bulls. I live in the Krishna Balaram Mandir Goshal in Vrindavan for 4 months. You can't love Krishna Balaram and hate the cows. It just doesn't work, you know. So I live in the Goshal. And I saw one big Gujarati bull. He was saved from the slaughterhouse. Big guy with a big rack. Okay? And so he put his head in the ground and stuck his tongue out, you know. So I asked the Bengali Gauli in Hindi, you know, Bail Bimar, he can't, you know. And he just laughed and touched the bull and went, boop. He was taking a snap, you know, the bull was taking a snap. So that's what you do. Now, I've also, you know, because at my age you can fall asleep at any time and wake at any time. I've fallen asleep in my chattai in my room at about 8 o'clock p.m. and wake up at midnight. Damn, forgot to put the deities to rest. So take the deities garlands off, you know, and go outside and see the cows. Nah, it's not my food. I don't mind it. And then the other cow goes, come on, you got to eat it. You know, you might starve tomorrow, you know, so eat it. You know, you're really sweet. Can I scratch you? You're not going to scratch me, you know. Very funny, you know. And cows are just wandering around at 1 o'clock in the morning like it's nothing, you know. And cows, they just doze off and just, you know, doze off for a few minutes and boop, and wake up. They teach you how to do jargon, how to stay up. So, auspicious days are good. Nrsimha Dev Das left yesterday. Just the tithi had just changed. So Krishna promises. Now it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if your relative dies on Ekadasi, you perform a Shraddha on the Dwadasi. That's what it is. So it's interesting. When I saw that shloka, I thought, it's Krishna's company policy. He does it a lot. He liberates his devotee in Ekadasi. I have another godbrother that was really a Navadut in Vrindavan. He died of AIDS externally. But his good quality is he always liked to talk directly about Krishna to people. And so Krishna, it's not what you didn't do, it's what you did that Krishna takes notice of. So, he died on Varuntani Ekadasi in April. You could be as weird as, you know, Avaduta as anybody thinks you are. And he was a Navaduta, there's no doubt about it. But if you die on Ekadasi, end of story. You're liberated. So Sringadeva Das left on Ekadasi in Gold Coast. He left on Ekadasi. Very good day. You know, Krishna takes from our midst, Bhaktisiddhanta said, he who loves the most. So it's like that. All you can do is take their bhava. You know, the Vaishnava's bhava, the mood of Saiva bhava that they did, and continue with this. So, Satyaraj Khan, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 15, verse 103, ask, look, I am a householder, steeped in material life. What kind of practices should I do? Please give me some instruction with your lotus mouth so I can benefit. So Gauranga said, Krishna Seva Vaishnava Sevan and Nirantara Koro Hari Nama Sankirtan. Serve Krishna and the Vaishnavas as much as possible and chant Hare Krishna constantly. And that's enough. So basically that's a lot, you know, of what devotees should do. And when we do that, we please Krishna and please the devotees, purify our existence, and make our life successful beyond our dreams. Now, there are five boats for liberation. Panchapravahana, according to Garud Purana. Tulsi, Ekadasi, Brahmins, cows, Ganga. Five. Now, add... in Garuda Purana Sarodhara 8:26, it mentions Ekadasi Vratam, Gita, that which is sung, Gangambu, Ganges water, Tulasi Dalam, Tulsi leaf thrown in the mouth, Vishnu Padambu, Charanamrit, Namani, the holy name, Marane Muti Daniksha. Add those together, basically you've got eight. And add another one from Shatpadi, six. Six steps, Garuda Purana says. So basically you get nine. So our business in human life is to expand those nine things as much as you can. So just for fun, we're going to tell you guys how to do it. Now, I'm going to do an all-nighter. I don't care. Now, naturally, if you're worried about tomorrow, you got service tomorrow, then maybe you got to snooze for a few hours. Whatever. You know, like that. You'll get used to it. The more you do it, the more it's fun. Now, all you need is three orthodox people to play harmonium and do kirtan, and you got it. And you can dance all night. Winter's lovely, man. You just walk outside. You feel woozy at 1 o'clock in the morning? Walk outside. Fakir Mohan said, you're not counting the people at 11 o'clock. Uh-uh. You count them at 2. 2 a.m. Those people will stay with you. So we'll tell you some tricks, how they do it in Moscow. In Moscow, they have 300 devotees in the fourth most expensive city in the world to live in. And even if a Ekadasi lands in the middle of the week, dancing with their friends all night long. 300. And the leader, Ananta Krishna Goswami, he chants 3 lakhs. 3 lakhs of japa. 300,000 names. This means he's got nothing to do. He delegates everything, and he's chanting 3 lakhs personally on Ekadasi. And he'll lead some kirtan. He's quite sweet. Sweet devotee. I had some Ekadasi programs with him in Braj. Nice. You know, and he was with me all night, and then he's calling Moscow to find out how they're doing. You know, we've got 125 to 150 people dancing all night. he's a funny guy. So, first business is you select a venue, okay? Could be here, could be anywhere. You know, some venue, okay? With a big hall. And you have a male and female chokidars, gatekeepers at the door. Could be husband and wife, has to be very famous. Everybody knows them, okay? So They greet the guest better than they ever been greeted before. That's the first bit. Because if you greet the new guest, then they're going to come next time. They'll probably bring their friend, you know, like that. So greeting the guest is important. Next, you give a gift. Photo, deity photo, dust from the dawn, you know, tea light bulb, dry prasad, something like that. Pocket size, purse size, you know, like that. To get everybody, right? That's the business. You give a gift, okay? Next, those choki darts are going to be cool later on, okay? Now, there's a saying, if you get the kids, you get the parents, right? So the kids are living in flats, you know, 10-story flats somewhere, and they badger their parents, we want to go see our friends, because it's boring in the flat, right? We want to see our friends. So then you have some lady, compassionate lady on rotation, because it's going to blow, you know, the same lady can't do it every codicil. It's going to blow everybody's mind. So they do it on rotation. And that lady takes the children and go to the next universe somewhere. Some room somewhere. Let them fight and shove and kill each other over there, you know? And then the parents are free. We don't have to worry about our kids. So then you have PowerPoint presentations. Now these are important. Educational programs for the couples. This is cool. Because be there or be square. If a codicil happens on Tuesday, Monday, you know, during the week, you know, and you did a mass SMS, you told everybody that we're going to have XYZ program. So you think, God, I got to be there. You know, it's not the same when you get the recording from people. If they got a PowerPoint presentation, you should see it. If you got questions, if you see it. Seeing is believing, you know. Hearing it is maybe, you know. It's not the same. So you have really good educational programs for the adults. And it's be there or be square. I have to be there. So it's a draw. Okay? Next. Fakir Mohan told me that any educational program has to stop by 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. People's circuits don't work after that. So they start to move to the exits. And the Chokhidars say, you're not going to abandon us and deprive us of your good association. Me? I wouldn't do that, you know. So they stay another couple hours, okay? That's what they do. They stay another couple hours. That's a trick, okay? That's the first trick in the armory, right? There's going to be more. Okay, so they go back in and from 10 or 11, as soon as the PowerPoint presentation, only kirtan. And you make a roster like a 24-hour kirtan. XYZ, going to lead kirtan for 1 hour, you know. And if you're doing nirjal, how long can you beat a drum, pump a harmonium, or play a gardos? Maybe an hour. The king of Orissa, Fakir Mohan, told me he was ready. You can't do kirtan, you're too wiped out. Stay to the side. We have B string, kirtan, C string, D string, whatever. Just sit back and enjoy the kirtan. And somebody else will lead kirtan. So you always have a good change. And you save the best for the hardest time. You know, midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when the best kirtaneers are there. Well, my favorite kirtaneer, I got to be there. It's a pull. Okay? Save the best for the most difficult time. Okay? So, and you dance. Okay? Now, 12 o'clock, they start to go to the exits. You know? Why? You know, because I've got to go to work tomorrow. I'm worried about school or something. It was very interesting. In 1978-79, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj talks about it in his traditional Indian village life. In Bangladesh, he was there with Prabhu Vishnu Das Prabhu preaching there at that time. So they asked people, what time are we going to start the program? Well, when the people get here. You know, they're walking 1,500 kilometers away, and they're slowly trickling in. When they trickle in, start the program. Okay? Well, what time is the program going to end? Well, when it's over, you know. They're going to spend the whole night with the sadhus and sadhis. They're not going home. But, hey, wait a minute. Aren't you worried about your animals? You know, animals. We gave them some grass. We gave them some water. You know? Your cows are going to cry for some bushy? For some grains, you know? Let them cry, man. You know? Let them cry. What about your kids? We got kids. We got so many elder siblings. They take the younger siblings to school, you know? So what's the big deal? We don't have to worry about the kids. Kids are automatic. You take them to school the first day. After that, they make friends and they'll go every day, you know? So that's basically the nature of school, right? You don't have to worry about that, really. Okay? Hey, you're a trader. Aren't you worried about your shop? we have so many relatives, somebody will open the shop, you know. We'll send, you know, somebody there, you know, open up a shop. So you don't really have to worry, you know. We're here with the sadhus. We're going to make spiritual advancement. We're here. We're not going home. Well, you have to put your foot down. You have to make a decision. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's no will, there's no way. You have to make a determination. Now, in Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, chapter 15, verse number 30. 31, like that. Asankalpa chayata karma. By making desires with determination. Plans with determination, you conquer lusty desires. In his tikka, Vishwanath says, you offer Krishna so many foodstuff on the Kadasi, and even though you do that, when you see it, it doesn't, if you're determined to fast, it doesn't blow your mind. In the same way, you can see many opposite sex on the street, and if you're determined not to live with one, it's the same. So that's what he says in his commentary, Sartha Darshan Tikka, that one. It's very interesting. You make plans with determination, and that's all. You know, and like this. So basically, how do you do it practically? Okay, you know, nowadays people are interested in human resource development, right? Let's make sure the employees are happy. So, you know, they give you flexible working time. Okay? If you have integrity with your boss, then, you know, Baba Roga, I'm sick, you know. Yeah, take care of your health. Take off a day or two, you know. Take care of your health, right? Or let's say, we'll do it later, you know. Yeah, we'll come into office a couple hours late tomorrow. Yeah, no problem, you know. Like that, you figure it out. Or you take off. If you're self-employed, you take off. You just don't show up. Could do. There's so many things, right? Or, like for example, when I did Jagran in Auckland during Mahashivratri, the whole thing shut down by 5 a.m. It made a good time to people to get to work. You know, they got to go to work or something like that. So, it happens. These are some tricks of the trade. Now, there's some other tricks. Now, if you bathe the deity on Dwadasi Tithi, 2 weeks of your piety, of your worship, goes to the demon Vatapi. Vana says, I don't know how many people do that nowadays, you know. But that's a pramana there. So, this means you bathe the deity at night on Ekadasi. You know, the pujaris are getting a little tipsy anyway. I organize an abhishek. You know, like that. Now, the trick is that half of it, more than half of it, should be yogurt. Huge quantity of yogurt. You don't pour over conch shell eyes, you know, that are painted. You don't pour ghee, because ghee can wipe off the varnish. So you only pour it on their feet. Just a little bit. Ghee messes up Charanamrita like anything, really. Okay? And don't use, in Slovenia, they gave too much sugar. It was like rocket fuel. You know? And if you can't drink that Charanamrita on Dwadasi, then you got a problem. You know, you're going to have loose motion. So you can't have too much sugar in it or honey in it. It's got to be a little less. Can't be too sweet. You know, really. Because you got to be able to go toot, 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 and just shoot down a whole liter of Charanamrita at one shot. Okay? And it has to have a lot of yogurt. So it can't be too sickening sweet. It can't be rocket fuel. Okay? It's got to be sweet. Can't be too sweet, because you've got to swallow it. And it stops. Now, if you're fasting, everybody's body gets a little smelly after 2 weeks, right? Smell like a flipping horse, you know? So, basically, if you fast, then everybody needs a vacation, especially your stomach. You see? So when you fast, you purify a lot of toxins out of the body. So the first thing you eat the next morning or drink the next morning, you'll have an intestinal explosion. You know, 1, 2, it depends on your psyche. It depends on your psychophysical nature. If you're a young puppy, maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe no. Drink some yogurt. That is a good guarantee. Okay? That's a good guarantee. So I do a public abhishek. You know, midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, whatever. As soon as you finish feeling woozy, you do it. Okay? And then afterwards, I dress the deities and we do parikrama around the deities. It's lovely. And devotees love it. Okay? And then You figure out how many people we got here, you know? And then you figure it out that half of the chanda, some agree, the whole thing together, the half of it should be yogurt. That's the trick. So you pour a lot of yogurt on Krishna and Balaram. I pour a lot of yogurt on Krishna and Balaram. And then, you know, like that, and dress them. And like that. And then the charanam, you know, like that. And then you give it out to people. Okay? You bottle it up and you pass it out to the devotees. Okay? Pocket size. Pocket size, purse size, choo, little bottle, you know, take it with you to work, you know. Like, last Ekadasi was weird. You know, the breakfast was like 9:50 or something like that. Tomorrow it's not so bad. It's like 7 something. What is it, 7:40? Something, you know. 7:40 something tomorrow. I have to look it up, you know. I think it's 7:40, it's 4, something like that, you know. Not such a big deal. Yeah, let's see. Look it up. Where's our GK? Here it is. La 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 la. Ekadasi. Yeah, let's see. Tomorrow. Well, that's the thing is this. Okay. I got this. Tomorrow is what is it? Six. They got six. The Sydney. They say 6:57. In my other computer, it said like 6:44. Come. 6:40. What do you got? 7:22. Breakfast. Till what?
Till 11:25.
11:25. So it means what does it mean? It means we've got 4 hours. 4 hours to breakfast. Yeah, could do. Take a bottle, stick it in your pocket, you know. Take it to work, you know. Chug it, you know. Next thing is that when you fast for one day, the fasters always tell you, be mellow the next. Eat mellow. Eat fruits. Eat some salad. Eat some khichdi. Be mellow on Dwadasi. You should, ideally, you should eat only one meal on Dwadasi. Ideally. Do the best you can, okay? The next day, try to say, go back to your diet, whatever you want. You know, whatever you want, then you'll probably have no problem taking it. 7:20 something you got? 7:22. Until?
11:25.
Yeah, yeah. So these are some tricks of the trade. And then now, the next trick is this. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to cheat. Okay? Right? If you got to sleep something, if you got to eat something, then you put a tulsi garland on the neck of the Lord. He'll be so pleased with your offering that he'll give you the full result of Ekadasi anyway. Now, it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the month of Magh, in the month of Vaishak, in the month of Kartik, he'll do that. So I would really want to look at that Dik Darshanik Tikka commentary to try to understand. Why would Krishna's mercy be restricted to only those 3 months of the lunar calendar? And the other 3 months, no? So, basically, Krishna's anugraha will be every month. You know, basically. So, I would really like to see if Sanatan Pad has a Dik Darshanik Tikka that these 3 months are really special. If it's a special occurrence, you know, special gift, kickback in those 3 months only. But as far as I could say, at least until I see the commentary, basically, his anugraha should be everywhere. Should be all months. Why should be restricted only those 3 months? So that's one thing. Huh? Now, you can take the flowers off on Dwadasi night, but don't on Ekadasi night, but don't take off the tulsi. He likes it. So you can leave it on all the Ekadasi, the tulsi you offered on Ekadasi, leave it on all day on the Dwadasi. He likes it. And Dwadasi night you take it off. What do you do with it? Well, you have to merge in the charanam, you know, you like this. In Fiji where I was, they have a lot of ripe tulsi. Tulsi manjaris are a no-no when they're really ripe ones. Okay? What do you do with them? You bind them up in the garlands for the deities, and the night you strip them off and put it into a wheat atta grinding machine. Fresh from wheat berries into atta, just whoop, rip it up in the dust. Okay? Because it's really tough to chew a hard manjari. Really, you have to have a lot of faith to chew that, you know. And so they rub it in the dust, and it's neat. Nobody knows what hit him. You know, put it in the dal, put it in the sabji, put it in the salad, put it in the lassi, put it in the ice cream. Just whoop, you know, send it to Crossways, send it to Gopal's. Whoop, you know, just nobody know what hit him. You know, it's great. You know, it's when you do it with Tulsi Prasad. You know, purifies everything. Just rip it up into pieces and throw it. Next, can you touch Tulsi with your teeth? Yep. I got the Sanskrit to prove that. Two slogans I've got. One from Tulsi Upanishad. She purifies those who chew her leaves. I got another one. Yeah. Now, some people keep asking me about it. So maybe it's a nyaya. If I find the shloka that he can't, then the next question to ask the pundits is, what would be the nyaya? What would be the logic behind that? Why would it be forbidden in certain circumstances? Then we'll discuss it if you don't like that. If you don't have Sanskrit, you have no evidence. If you have Sanskrit, you have an argument. If you don't have Sanskrit, you have no argument. You have only manasojati, mental speculation. Who cares for that? You know. So, but basically it's cool. Now, here's another gift. Sanatana Pad's talking about in the mandatoriness of Ekadasi in Hari Bhakti Vilas 12. That there are four people exempt. We would like to be exempt. Okay? Pregnant women, exempt from fasting totally. That means they still got to fast some grains and beans. Pregnant women, children under 8, old men over 88, and the sick, almost dead. Everybody else fast, you know? The sick, almost dead. Everybody else fast. It's not a big deal. Fasting is good. Some people fast once a week, you know, like that. Fasting every 2 weeks is basically a no-brainer. You know, you fast on an auspicious day, and it's neat. But I never thought we could eat, right? We're preaching, right? How many? 1%. If you're doing active preaching, yeah, you can do kolbabas. Now, in the mandatoriness of Ekadasi. Besides those four people that are exempt, Sanatana Pad says, biliousness, if you've got heavy gastric fire, then you do kolbabas. Kolbabas means milk, yogurt, fruit, something. No muss, no fuss, no cooking, no pots to wash. Basically, it's shut up. You tell your fire to leave me alone, please. Now, if you're going to eat something, then you better, because Kadasi is meant for Govinda Smarana. You better remember Govinda a little bit more. If you're going to break the rules a bit, if you're going to stretch it a bit, sleep a little bit, or you're going to eat something, you better memorize something or do something really good at Ekadasi. That should be your vow. That should be the pay. If I'm going to take this for energy to maintain this stupid body, then I better do something extra for Govinda on that day. Now, another aspect is, so if you're preaching, yeah, go ahead, kolbabas is there, eat fruits, go out and preach. But only 1% of the people were doing that. Now, even when I was a young puppy, we used to do fasting anyway. Why? Because we need purity. Purity is the force behind any preaching. You want to have effect on the people you hit up? You talk to? Fasting is good. As the Sanskrit says in Chanakya Nipti, if a person controls their mind and senses, their reputation follows you like your shadow. And if your mind and senses are not controlled, your reputation follows you like your shadow. Takes one to know one, you know, really. So basically, that's it. So for purity of the force, purity is the force, then preaching is the essence. Then, for maintaining of all that, fasting is not a bad idea, even if you're a full-time preacher. Fasting was not a bad idea. Now, the kickback. Here's another kickback. Now, if you can't, you know, like I've had some times I was doing Gita Pats, you know, like chanting the whole Gita on the Ekadasi, you know, and if you got a mic, then great.
You can just read into the mic and just lower your voice and keep everybody the same tempo. Yeah.
Now, if you don't have a mic, which sometimes you don't, then what do you do? Well, you got to raise your voice in order for people to hear it. And then it means you've got to lubricate your voice. Sometimes you got to drink a little water. Sajra. I've had to do that sometimes. Okay? Otherwise, if I had a mic, I did Nirjava and get through reading the whole 600 shlokas of Gita with Falashruta Vaishnaviya Tantra Sarakita Mahatmyam. And that's 85 shlokas. Then you've got 7 shloka, Gita Mahatmyam, second part. And then you've got 9 shloka, Meditation on the Gita by Shankaracharya. Add the whole thing, it's about 101. Lovely. 101 shlokas, roughly. Yeah. Yeah. 101 shlokas. Like that. You take 9 shloka, Gita Dhyana, of Shankaracharya. Yeah. Works like that. 101. So, I would do that. Takes about, with the translation, takes about 6 hours, 7 hours, like that. And I did it with devotees. And had a good time. Mentions in the Vaishnaviya Tantra Sarakita Mahatmyam that you should chant Gita in a Shivalayam, in a temple of Lord Vishnu, on an Ekadasi day. Yeah, not bad. Like that. But these are some tricks of the trade you can do. Next. Now, on Dwanasi Tithi, you tell the Supreme Lord, we did this for you. We're worried about X, Y, Z. You know, your grandfather, your grandmother, your auntie, your uncle, your teenage kid doesn't listen to you anymore. You know, you're worried about them. Could you do something about X, Y, Z to bring them to your lotus feet in the future? Now, Krishna sometimes ignores his devotees, as described. In 10th Canto, chapter 32, verse 20. So when Krishna does that, he says, I only do that because I want them to increase their determination. So Krishna, if X, Y, Z is not improving within a certain amount of time, Krishna wants you to do more for him. So you do more for him and you forget about X, Y, Z, but Krishna never forgot what you wanted. So be careful what you ask for. You may get it. And if you get it, can you pay for it? You know? can you support that desire? So be very careful what you want, because you may get it. It's like that. You have to be very conscious and very careful what you get. You may get it. These are some tricks. Now, and because you can do some, and Sanatan Pad says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if you fast on somebody, if you can't fast for any reason, then a Brahmin, a Brahmini, sadhu, sadhi can fast on your behalf, but you can't pay them for it. And if you fast on behalf of somebody else, you get 100 times the fruit than if you fast it for yourself. Hey, that's good. So this is a good idea. You can fast for X, Y, Z. You know, your grandfather, grandmother, auntie, uncle, stupid teenage kid didn't listen to you anymore. You know, you can fast for them. My dear Lord, on Dwadasi, we did this for your pleasure. Could you do something about X, Y, Z? You're not asking karmakandi. You're not asking for some mundane benediction. That they may become your devotee in the future birth. You may drag them to your lotus feet in the future. That's all. And it's not under the level of karma then. You see? It's very positive. And it's a good impetus. When I saw that shloka, I thought, it's a very good impetus for people to just stretch a little bit more. You know? Now, basically, Ekadasi is done according to your psychophysical nature. What you can do. Okay? It's not what you can't do. It's what is doable. Do not bite off more than you can chew. Okay? So you should incrementally do it. How is it done? Okay. Suppose you eat 3 meals normally. What's a meal? A meal is buy it, chop it, cook it, offer it, distribute it to other people. You eat it last. Post-prasada paralysis, right? Afterwards, after you eat it. Then whatever comes in has to come out, right? Take a bath. Add the whole thing up, you got about 4 hours. One meal is 4 hours. You keep a diary. If you throw a meal, what are you going to do with those 4 hours? That's what a diary is for. What are you going to do with your time? So after 6 months of Ekadasis, I got to find out why that's considered to be stable. Because Prabhupada said stability was 5 years. You do the same service for 5 years before you change it. According to one definition somebody gave me, stability is 6 months worth of Ekadasi. You do that same vrata. Because Ekadasi comes at any time now, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, it can come, right? It can come. In the middle of the solar camp, it can come anytime. You have to be able to maintain your vows thick or through thin. No matter what slaps you in the face, you got to do it. I made a decision, I'm doing that. You know, so you have to be able to maintain that momentum, no matter what slaps you in the face. So, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. You know, do what you've got to do incrementally to make sure you can do it. You want success. Now, what I mentioned, what you cannot do with the institutional capacity, you can do in your personal capacity, but do not do more than you can do. So, then after 6 months of akadasi, I didn't die! And it was all right. Nothing wrong. You know? Then, raise the bar a little bit more. You know, kartik, things like that. Good days. Raise it a little bit more. Yeah, let's do a little bit more than we did last year. Yeah. So, you raise it at 6 months worth of akadasi. Raise the bar again a little bit more. Do a little bit more. Okay. Now, all right, what have we got? We had three meals before, we threw one, now we got two left. Throw another one. What are you going to do for 8 hours? You keep a diary. 8 hours. You got time to read and hear and chant what you didn't have time the other 2 weeks. Pretty cool. Then you got one meal left. Sanatana Pad says if you eat that one meal at noon, then you get 25% of the benefit of akadasi. If you eat that meal at suryasta when the sun goes down, you get 50%. What's the rest of the 50%? Well, near Jal and Jagaran. Must be 25-25, logically speaking. Staying up all night. Prabhupada's godmother in 1994, before he left his body in 1991, 1999, he said, Nirja, no one should be proud of 24-hour fasting, because previously it was 2 days. Who's doing that? Nirjal is not a big deal. Jagrat, staying up all night, that's a big deal. You know? So you'll find it. It's not a big deal to fast. Staying up all night is the big deal. But if you've got friends, in numbers there's strength. So if you have a party, if you organize it well, then another thing cool about it in terms of preaching, these people that are your stalwart supporters for akadasi vrata, you'll find that they're there. When you need them for Janmashtami, for Gaur Purnima, they're there. Nityananda Charya, they're there. They're going to be very, very good people to have for functions, for public functions. Sunday feast, these guys are going to be there, you know, for you. So it's lovely. And it's a good place to make good friends. And another thing, it's a good thing to do in Akadasi night, to spend the time, is Prashna Uttar. You're asking your friends questions. And when you get an answer on an auspicious day like that, it stays in your cart really nice. So this is what love means. You dance with your friends all night long and do kirtan and ask Prashna about the spiritual life. And when you get that answer, Krishna will help you keep it. It's lovely. It's a very nice rejuvenator. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Akadasi and Janmashtami, the holy days, are the mothers of devotion for those who follow it. So the basic, it just wasn't enough. You know, if you got some service, okay. But you can, you know, as long as you do your service, you can tweak it a little bit more. You know? And then, okay, so, we mentioned about it. We mentioned about akadasi. We mentioned, sajjal has got some benefits. Basically, you're still fasting, but you're drinking water. If the sun is blazing, you know, like in Vrindavan, it's like blazing. I was talking with this translator that's helping me with my Tulsi stuff, Kartik Chandra. He's in Varanasi for 3 months. I'm cooking here. He was telling me. In Varanasi. Gujarati friend of mine. 3 months cooking in Varanasi. You know, for his job or something like that. He's on deputation from his job. And he said, I got some free time in the weekend. So I got to ask him, what'd you do? On Monday I'm going to ask him, hey, did you do anything for Tulsi Devi? You know, did you do any translating for Tulsi Devi? You know, on the weekend? Yeah, we're eager for it. Yeah, throw it down my modem. I want to see it. You know, it'd be lovely. So there is. It is a rejuvenation time. It is a rejuvenation time for all. You know. Now, it's not announced. I did it in Sydney on Amalaki Akadasi, which was very good. And India, they followed it on the Dwadasi. So it was Govinda Dwadasi. A very, very important Dwadasi. One of 8 Dwadasis of the year. So that was last Dwadasi. they did in India, Govinda Dvadasi. In Sydney, it was, you know, standard Ekadasi on a Sunday, you know, like that. So, as here. So, what I want to do, naturally, I want to do an Abhishek again. I want to do, you know, and the pujaris bring the stuff at 9 o'clock at night, and let them do whatever they want, you know, go to sleep, whatever they want. Okay? And I'll just use it. And I looked at the yogurt, and I go, Krishangi, this is nothing. And she went and got a tub of Greek yogurt, 3 liters of Greek yogurt to put on top of it. So the pujaris have to help me out, make sure we get enough. You have to figure who's going to be there. And everybody got, and basically we did. We did the Abhishek, and then we merged it all up, and we poured it in the charanamrita into containers, and everybody got theirs. They got 1 liter, a liter and a half, and all they took home with them. It's lovely. And it's very nice. And once they get a taste, we want you to continue it. Yeah, this Ekadasi, that Ekadasi, it's your personal vows to Lord Krishna. I'm your devotee. We know that we're not this body, aham brahmasmi. Ekadasi means prove it. What are you doing to prove it, that you're not this body? You know, talk is cheap. Action it talks, you know, speaks. Prove it, that you know that you're not this body. Prove it. Ekadasi is an example to prove it to Krishna. And develop a deeper relationship with the deity. And develop a deeper relationship with Tulsi on Ekadasi. And a deeper relationship with your god brothers or god sisters. And dance all night, you know, and just have kirtan and have fun, you know, it's like that. Sure, it's a minimum. You can't watch what people are doing in the institution. You know, institutions are just to lay the foundations to help you out. You know? But in your individual capacity, you can always do a little bit more. But it has to be sustainable. That's the point. It can't be fanatical and has to be sustained. Otherwise, if you slip and trip and fall, then you're going to be scared, once burnt, twice shy, and you're going to be scared to do it. So it has to be slowly, slowly done. So it doesn't tip the apple cart. It has to be doable. But you'll find the codices are not difficult to do. After about 4 codices, you get used to it. It's a switch. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to sleep. Now, anna, which is translated as great. It also means that which sustains. So if you think about that, that definition in Sanskrit, that which sustains, then papa purusha is there in all food. So don't eat it, and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about papa purusha that day. Papa purusha in the form of prasada? Very funny. That what happened was in Chaitanya Bhagavad, when Gauranga is doing Jagran with his devotees in Govinda Vallabha Nath Gardens, okay? Jagannath Mahaprabhu Gardens in Puri. So somebody brought him some Jagannath Mahaprasadam and he said, what to do? And Gauranga said, well, offer obeisances to the Tulsi flowers in the top of Prasadam, circumambulate and offer obeisances and honor it tomorrow. So when you offer something to the Supreme Lord in Ekadasi, then make it so that it's honorable tomorrow. So why Ekadasi? Ekadasi, the lunar month, the 11th month, is agitating according to the nakshatra. The moon agitates the senses. Therefore, you keep it simple. By controlling the senses, by not feeding them, they're not agitated. They're not disturbed. Now, Krishna may be more agitated. So give him more. So on Ekadasi, in 11th canto, it's stated that you should do extra deity worship. Extra stuff for Krishna. Not less. You should do extra stuff for Krishna. Like this. But whatever extra you do, make sure that you can distribute it the next morning. You know, the prasadam the next morning. The deity. Krishna's a chitchori. He loves to steal now. And our business is to help him steal. Then he lets you join the thievery party. You know, like that. In Vrindavan, you know, in 10th canto, chapter 5, when Krishna and Dauji start to crawl around Vrindavan, they're doing their muck and chore pastimes. Hey, go in that house. If nobody's there, let us know. You know, when they go in the house and steal. Now, Mother Yasoda's friend said, if your son comes to us to steal from us, if we give it to him voluntarily, he's not happy. He wants to steal it. The idea of it is, like, suppose you give somebody a donation. You know, you give him 20 bucks. You know, it's gone. I forgot it already, you know. I gave it to somebody else. It's gone, you know. But if that kid comes to your house and steals from you, you're not going to forget that kid. And that's what he's trying to do, you know. that don't forget me. That's all. I'm coming to your house to steal from you, and don't forget. It's not the item. It was the love behind the item. Those ladies are not going to put on KG. You know, those ladies, now milk products are all from the factory, right? And the ladies are all, they get fat, right? But those ladies they work hard. Those ladies were really working hard. Churning milk, taking milk into yogurt, or churning yogurt to make ghee. Now, interestingly, Dina Bundu told me that if you take ghee, ordinary scooped ghee, you know, from butter, you get bad cholesterol. Whereas if you take yogurt and take the cream on the yogurt and turn that into ghee, you don't get bad cholesterol. Looks like the old technology was not so bad. And those ladies were working hard. Oh man, have you ever seen a lady churning yogurt into ghee? Her hands are moving like the wind. And Mother Yasoda had the Brahmanis take Krishna's glories and put them in nice, covetous, nice poetry so she could sing while she was churning. When I read that, I thought, we don't got an excuse. We can think of Krishna at the same time. Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it's not enough to engage the five karmendriyas, working senses, and the five gyanendriyas, knowledge acquiring senses, in terms of your psychophysical nature. It's the beginning of bhakti. More important is to engage the mind in thinking of Krishna and the tongue in glorifying Krishna while you work. That's called paribhavita. So it's not the item, it's the love behind the item. And the love is increased by guna-gana, by chanting the glories. That's what we're meant to do. So, Hare Krishna. We had to tell you a few tricks. These are nice tricks. And Akadasi to Akadasi, you make your short-term plans for long-term prema, Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions in Bhakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, it's wonderful. And every 2 weeks it happens again. You blew it! You know, you blew it, that Akadasi. You got another chance 2 weeks later to make it up. Lovely, you know. But don't, you just tweak it slightly, but don't do anything weird for 6 months. You want stability. Then you can up the ante a little bit more in terms of your vows. You can't, you should keep your vows. You should, your vows are between you and Krishna. If you're married, you can tell your spouse or something. But basically you don't advertise it to anybody. You know? It's between you and Krishna. We'll stop here. Have a happy Papamochana Akadasi. Keep it simple. And I gotta yak with the Pujaris. I don't know what's going on. I gotta figure out something. How many people do you think they might get? You know, and then figure it out. You know, and make an Abhishek. And then the Charanamrit gets passed out. La, 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 la. Pass it out to whoever wants it. You know, and they take it home in a bottle or whatever it is. You know, milk bottle or whatever you got. You know. Or something, you know, and they take it home and they drink it later on. A liter. Lovely, you know. It's great, you know. And it's and basically, you know, people get used to it. 4 or 5 Akadasis, you get used to it. It's a switch. And if you organize it, it can be a really cool preaching event. And you'll get the nicest manpower for whatever you got to do. For Janmashtami, for Gaurpadeva, for Nityananda Trayodasi, for Radhastami, for Daudi's Appearance Day, for Sunday Feast. These people will be there when you need them. So it's a lovely opportunity to increase. It really is. Okay, it's unofficial. I asked Ani about it, and he says, my experience is that people are wiped out. They just don't do their service as properly the next day. Okay, I said, Ainda's apparent stay. He said, can you do at least 18 hours of your time? How did you find that out? I said, I use the GCAL, and you figure it out. Just like Nrisimhadev left his body. I just got the email from Krishna Kirtan. He left his body last night at 10:45. When I put those timings in, it turned out the Akadasi Tithi had just started. Krishna does it, he's very chatur. He does it all the time, you know. His devotee leaves at a very auspicious time. When one Italian devotee that impacted my life in Vrindavan. When I visited Italy, I asked about him, and it turns out he left his body on January 31st of 2002. It was after a festival. And he went to shopping. Car sideswiped him, knocked him into the bushes. He didn't find his body for 3 days. So they called his widow and found out that police did an autopsy, naturally. And they determined his time of death was between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. So I put in 7 p.m. in the jail. It turned out to be a Advaita Acharya's appearance day. Lovely time. Krishna takes his devotee in a very auspicious time. So then it was just a few days before, and I told the Italian devotees, hey, better have a festival. Advaita Acharya's appearance day is coming in a few days. So I told him. Lovely. Krishna takes his devotee in a very auspicious day. So this day is two things. It's Nrisimhadev Das's departure. He did a nice thing. What happened was he had a motorcycle accident before he became a devotee. So he got the insurance money and he gave it to the temple and they used it for the marble on the altar. Sweet guy. Evidently Krishna didn't forget that service. You know? He liberated him in a very nice day. And today's the appearance day of Indra. Nice kirtan here. Did a lot of kirtan for Krishna. Nice. I typed in his days that he mentioned in an interview 6 months before he left. So I typed in those timings in, and I got that. I didn't get the exact time of his appearance. That I'm trying to get, I didn't get it yet. But I got close. It turns out to be Papa Mochana Kadasi. Not bad. Any questions now from the sadhus or sadhvis? Can we serve you? Yes, Mother? Suppose you get a desire. You ask for something, okay? And suppose you get it. Can you support that? You know, for example, suppose a lady wants a husband. You know, she asked, you know, like Draupadi asked Lord Shiva, give me a husband, 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 give me a husband. She goes, okay, you get 5 husbands. God, can I take it back? I don't want that. You know? He goes, no, my benedictions will not prevail. You'll have 5 husbands. So Draupadi had 5 husbands. She's not alone. There was another girl, Maricha, she had 10 husbands. She must have been even better than Draupadi, you know. You know. So, hey, you may have a desire. Can you pay for it? Meaning, can you support that desire? That's what it means. Hey, be careful what you ask. If you get it, can you take the ramifications of it? You know. Like ladies want kids, right? So it mentions it in there. The barren woman chants Tulsi Kavacham in a Balogyani in a children's park. She can get a child. No. Okay, kids are nice, but they're expensive now. Legalized abortions, you know, like that, you know, they're legalized burglars. There's no guarantee that there may be a devotee. That's not guaranteed. What's guaranteed is there'll be a burglar. They'll pick your pocket. That's guaranteed. You know? Now, I got another trick. You take all these legalized burglars, and you teach them the glories of Tulsi Rani. If they serve Tulsi Rani, she'll liberate them anyway, beyond what the parents do. If the child is a good devotee, the parents must be shinier. Who are the parents? Man, we want to meet them. Understand it now? Okay. Or can I? Anything else? Come on, gang. One question out of, 100 people here? Come on. Yes, Mother? Yeah, you collect Tabo at Ekadasi. Because you're not supposed to collect on Dwanasi. The next day, you're not supposed to collect on Dwanasi. Why? I didn't get the Sanskrit. There is some Sanskrit in forbidden times to collect Tulsi. They quote like 3 shlokas, but it doesn't tell you why. Why is Dwadasi better than the other days that are forbidden? I don't have the Sanskrit. And I've been asking, and I don't know. Dwadasi day is under the influence of the Supreme Lord Himself. That I found out. But I still haven't figured out why Dwadasi is better than the other days that's forbidden. That I didn't get. One shloka Sanatana Path quotes, he says, if you don't want to decrease your duration of life, don't collect Tulsi in the month on Dwadasi in Kartik, or Datri Patra, Amala Patra, on Bhagavara on Sunday. If you don't want to decrease your duration of life, Sanatana Path says. It's a Sanskrit shloka from the Puranas. There's so many. Knachan Tulasi Vipra Vaishnavam Dvarasham Kwachit. Oh, scholar, Vaishnavas don't collect tulsi on Dwadasi. So there are 2-3 shlokas that he quotes. If you got 3 shlokas, it means beyond doubt. And if you got 4 shlokas, stop thinking and start doing, you know. If you got 1 shloka, it's cool. If you're Shraddhavan, it's enough. If you got 2 shlokas, it's even more cool. But most people don't change their habits. If you got 3 shlokas, beyond doubt. Should I pay more attention here? Am I missing something? Beyond doubt. And if you got 4 shlokas per month, stop thinking and start doing. Get running, you know. Grab that football and run with it, you know. That's really strong. 4 pramanas means, so the more the merrier. That's why the Sanskrit pramanas, the more Sanskrit pramanas you got, you get more evidences. Yes, Mother?
Huh?
It says, those who do not want to decrease their duration of life should not collect tulsi on Dwadasi in the month of Kartik. It says, or Datri Patra, Amla Patra, on Banuvaram, on Sunday. Now, what about Datri Patra? I asked and said, in Maharashtra they have something, they're using 7 leaves of auspicious trees, like that. So I still have to find more about that. Datri doesn't grow in Melbourne. You know, you can keep it in your tulsi house if you want it in a pot. Amla is like next to tulsi in divinity. It's really cool.
Amla.
I've got so much Sanskrit about Amla. When I get to Bali, it mentions you should put jugma together, like husband wife team. You put it on your neck. You know, your tulsi beads are around your neck, and you've got on your chest. An amla garland, because you can take it off. It doesn't get it wet in the shower. Like that. And it makes you more psychic. It makes you more perceptive subtly. It's nice. Amla's cool. Amla Saraswati Devi. It's cool. When I get there, I'm going to do it. And then Jiva Goswami saw Rupa Goswami had an amla mala on his neck. Hey, when I read that, I thought, it's been out of vogue in the last 450 years. Maybe that's why devotees are not so psychic in the last 450 years. Maybe. Hey, I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting. I'm gonna put it on my neck, you know. Like that. Or yeah, any other questions? Yes, Mother?
You mentioned that Krishna always takes his devotees at a sufficient time. Then how is it that sometimes it appears that devotees, even though they depart at a sufficient time, they depart under tragic circumstances?
They depart at what? They depart at what?
In tragic circumstances.
Huh?
Tragic circumstances.
Tragic circumstances. A devotee takes an obstacle and turns it into an opportunity. So a devotee should look internal. Why is this happening to me? Or why did this happen to XYZ? They must have done something stupid. Otherwise, you only get the slaps you deserve. Karmadi nir dahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. The reaction is minimized. So, it could be if a devotee leaves in a tragic circumstance, like an accident, you know what I mean? Car accident, something like that. Heart attack, you know. It's to teach us in legacy, their children, what to do. You know? Basically, that's all. Another thing is to look internally. They must have done something stupid. Otherwise, you only get the slaps you deserve. So, but the Vaishnava or Vaishnava is serving Krishna, the sentence is reduced. Yeah, I only get the slaps I deserve, you know. Probably I cut myself, you know. I deserve to have my whole hand chopped off, you know. But I cut myself, you know. I got a slight slap, you know. You have to look internally a little bit. There's so many ways you can look in terms of health, in terms of the, you know, the children of departed people. They become a little smart, you know. It's not bad. When we went in Dubai, they asked me, how can we help our children become better human beings? Because let them see death. You go serve the grandfathers and the grandmothers. that will at least twist their children's brain a little bit for a few months, you know, at least, you know. No, their kids will be straight, you know, for a few months, you know. Let them see dead. Let them serve Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis of substance. Then they learn something. Basically, the grandfathers and grandmothers, you know, 80 years old, 90 years old, you know, things are expensive. Grandchildren are trash. You know, they leave happily, you know. Unless you got a mission. Unless you're an educationist. Like one guy, he died at 96. He was a guru, a fitness guru in America. And a journalist asked him when he was 95, what are you thinking about death? He goes, bad for my profile. Not thinking about it, bad for my profile. He died at 96, you know, in his sleep. He was a very fit guy, very, always exercising, always with, you know, tugging boats in the bay, you know, when he's 80 years old, you know, boats full of people, and he's pulling them under the bay, you know. 80 years old, guy was an amazing guy, you know. Fit as a fiddle at 80 years old, you know. Hey, the ladies have asked three questions in a row. This is not fair, guys. This is not fair, you know. If you have a question, you have a relationship. If you don't have a question, where is your relationship? Manishana, intelligence comes from the word mano. If you don't have a question, ask yourself, am I a human being? Deep butt pushers. Two-legged animals, you know. So questions means you're thinking. When whether it's your superiors, your friends, or your subordinates, asking questions is great, you know. It's really good. It's really neat, you know. It's nice. Or cat, anything else from anybody? Come on, gang. Yes, sir?
What are the benefits of fasting and clergy that you can receive?
What other benefits do you need? I mentioned it. A, you can help XYZ. Like it was cool. The Prahlad Maharaj served Nrisingadev. He got a benediction from Srinidhi 14 generations before and after would become liberated. Now, is that specific to Prahlad or generic? It's basically generic. I found out in Sanskrit, it's generic. So, it's good. What can you do? Your parents are not devotees or your relatives are not devotees. You can become a pure devotee yourself. And a codicil helps make you a much better pure devotee. So, externally you're helping them, and you're becoming a better pure devotee yourself. Nice. There's so many things, right? It cleanses the body. Like I said, every 2 weeks, the fast is not a bad idea. The body gets very stinky. You know? So, everybody needs a vacation, including your digestive system. So, fasting is cool. Hey, I don't care what they're doing. You know? I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat today. That's all. You just, on your individual capacity, you know. Now, some people can't. Like Subhag Swami told me, when I was a young puppy, I used to fast, but I can't anymore. So if you got to eat some fruits or something to keep the fire going, otherwise it's going to cause an ulcer, then you better take a Govinda a little bit more. You better do a little bit more for Govinda on that day. You know. So these are some of the things. It should make you a better devotee than before. That's what it is. The mothers of devotion for those that follow it. Irregardless, it makes you a better person. Now, another aspect of it is time for reflection. Diaries and things like that are reflecting. How to become a better human being, a better boss, a better spouse, a better child, a better devotee. It's time for reflection. You know, it's nice. Ekadasi is a time for reflection. These are some benefits. They have health benefits. They have spiritual benefits. They have material benefits. You know, there's so many benefits that are there. Always try to increase it. But don't be knee-jerk about it. Don't be radical. Don't be fanatical. Be gradual, step by step. Like that. Another one was like, okay, look, you ate one meal. What I forgot to talk about was falahari. All right, look. I'll eat my one meal a day. I'll only eat fruits. Yeah? Okay, falahari. Okay, then okay, sadhya. After 6 months of that, I didn't die and I can do it. So then sadhya. I'll just drink water. Then nirja. Okay? Then jagra. You know, like that. Nirja is not a big deal. Bhakti Pramod Purimara said, Jagrut, stay up all night. That's a big deal. but in numbers, they're friends. So let's preach and can encourage more and more people to do it. Then the more you got, you're helping us out. Stay up all night. By your association, you're helping us dance all night, serve the deities all night, love the deities all night, and have a wonderful time. In numbers, there is strength. See? You're by yourself. It's a little tough on the mind. That's tough. When I'm traveling around, you're by yourself. It's a warm day in Bombay or something like that. Difficult. You start to lament, God, you really like the cold weather. Cold weather is great, you know. At midnight, you just walk around outside without your coat. And la, 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 no problem. Walk out for a half an hour and no problem. You're wide awake, no? In Lithuania, it was like 10 degrees below zero. Just open up the window and breathe deep, you know. For 30 seconds, blah, you're totally awake, no? So winter is lovely for a goddesses, you know. Anything else? Yes?
You mentioned the word paribhavita, the one who can always...
Paribhavita. Paribhavita means transcendental emotion, transcendental mood. It's not the item. It's the love behind the item. It's the thought behind the item. You try your best to get Krishna the best, but in Kali Yuga, everything is going downhill, you know. So, it doesn't mean, you know, if you don't got it, you don't got it. Then you can do manasa. You can think about it. That was funny. In 1985, I asked Prabhupada's godbrother, hey, what happens if you got to do your puja and it's more than 24 hours? Manasa! Would Krishna accept it like the external? And he screamed at me, why not? Provided the love is there. Oh, the love is the main thing in bhakti. It's not the item, it's the love behind the item. You really have to love. Then if the item is a little lacking, the mantras, the pujas, the things are lacking, but the love is in the right place, then Krishna will take it, you know. His love is the main thing, not the item. Paribhavita means love, transcendental emotion, and that's what Krishna steals. The hard work and the love behind the item. Anything else?
How do we get to move that?
How do you get more on the paribhavita? Associate with those that do it, you know. Yeah. You can reflect it, nah. You have your private life. So we're associated with devotees. You're not in your office at midnight, you know, unless you're doing the graveyard shift every night, you know. But the point is this, is that you have your private life. You have your personal life. You could expand it. Another thing I always tell people, just go to Tulsi Rani. She's been there and sing that. You know, whatever you want, you can go to your mother and say, Rani, this is needed. How do I get this? She'll help you get it. You know, you can take shelter of your mother at any time. You know, and she'll help you. Like that. So you can go to Tulsi Rani and help you out. You know, you can investigate it. Look on the folio. You know, ask your friends. You know, like that. There's different ways of looking at it. You know? There is a joke. If you haven't seen your sister in 40 years, you can Google and get her on Facebook. It means you can Google for any damn thing. You know? And some of the stuff on Tulsi, I found by Googling. Like Tulsi Kavacham, I stumbled across the 18th shloka by Googling. Then I turned to Kartik Chandra in London and I said, Kartik, this is big. And so he reverse engineered it. And he did a lot for Tulsi Kavacham for distributing it to devotees. That came by Googling. Once, one Leela, Vidagdha Madhava Natakam, chapter 7, Gauri Tirtha Vihara, when Krishna takes the disguise as Gauri Devi to stop Radharani from going to Mathura. So, what is Krishna's disguise like? And I asked, Vrinda Devi, what is Krishna's disguise like? And she said, why don't you Google for it? She came in the heart, so I tried it, and I was shocked, I got it. Gauri Devi's got four hands, got a mala, a mirror, a bell, and a citron fruit. So Krishna had to have the exact same disguise. So I got Krishna's disguise. There it is. Lovely. Lovely. It happens like that. So these are some of the ideas. We need one more question from the men to equal what the ladies do. Yeah? Okay.
I had a question on Tulsi plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, if you look at other trees, each tree has got an individual soul, different soul.
Prabhupada said that Tulsi is one pure devotee that appears wherever there is love for Krishna. Each Tulsi doesn't have a spirit soul. Luckily, she's transcendental to her plant form, thankfully. You know, she's basically doing it to accept service from all of us. But I see a lot of stupidity everywhere I go. So there are basically four stupidities. If the Tulsi's long, she's stretching for the light. Stupidity. If you had a light and you cropped her when she was 1 centimeter high, she would have been a bushy Tulsi. Stretching for the light means stupidity. Okay? Hard manjari is another stupidity. Okay? Not transplanting a Tulsi when you need to, it's another stupidity. Plastic pots, another stupidity. I found out these things, you know. Yeah. There's always room to improve. There's always room to do whatever you're doing, there's always room to do it a little better. My godfather, I'll see him in Dallas. Or just what? He was a temple commander in 75 in LA. Now they gotta get the work done, temple commanders, you know. So he goes, excuses are like elbows. Everyone's got two. These guys are so damn puffed up, they got four excuses why they can't do them. They're like Chaturbhuja, liberated. And they think they're so liberated. They got four excuses. Hilarious guy. Prabhu, you got to get a hold of your mind. Don't let your mind take off like a chickpea with a ball bat, you know. Hilarious guy, you know. Hilarious fellow. I take prasadam with him and I roll on the ground laughing. He's a hilarious guy. He's got a lot. He's always got a lot. He's good. So that gives you some idea. That gives you some idea. And the problem is that now you're going to be late, you know, because that she's got a question now. So what are you guys going to do? You guys going to we got to have one more question for the men now. Yes, mother. Chant more. Prabhupada told Jadarani in a letter in 1971. Why 25 rounds? That's nothing. So many people chant more. They chant 64 rounds, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs on a codicil. You should try to do things what you can do and try to set a vow. On a codicil, I'm going to do this, you know, and do it, you know. And if you need help doing it, you ask Tulsi Rani. She'll help you. Anyone in Antya Leela, chapter 3, verse 100, it says, anyone who chants the name of the Tulsi plant makes rapid spiritual advancement. Each devotee should not lose this opportunity. So you chant with her. She'll help you out. Basically, whatever you want, you can go to Tulsi Devi. She'll help you out. She's wonderful. She's been there and seen that. She can help you out. So you want to improve? Associate with those that do more? Think about the holy name. Investigate glories of the holy name. Regulated times. These are different things to improve. You can improve your job. Right there. Another question? From over here? Yeah.
What the Tulsi Devi is in plant form? Is there a story there?
What about?
Tulsi Devi is in plant form.
That's what she chose. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur says in the 7th shloka of Vrindade Vasam, Tavaiva Mortis Tulasi Nriloke. But it's not her only form. Avriksha Vriksha Rupa Si. You can think, she's in a plant form, and you can also, she is not different from her name. You can think of her. Krishna's within everyone's heart. His spouse is not. She must be. So she's not different from her holy name and her remembrance also. You know, whether you think of the Tulsi plant or you think of the Gopi Vrindadevi, none different. You know, it's just a form she chose, and she's readily available everywhere. Like I was talking to some Iranian devotees, and I said, "Yeah, Tulsi is the best deity for Iran." You know, the Muslims don't know what's going on. You know, there's some people that were Muslims and other people like that. They start to serve Tulsi and they became devotees. Yeah. Tulsi's a chit chore. She's like her husband, wants to steal everybody, so we just let her steal, you know? And she does amazing things sometimes. She does amazing things sometimes to people. Anything else? Yeah.
Is it
offensive
when we give
prasadam to the non-devotees? On a Ekadasi? Not only any prasadam we give. Is it offensive to give tulsi? So that people can drink. How would it be offensive to give tulsi? Tulsi is the mother of Maha Prasadam. She is the one that makes it offerable to Krishna. You see? I don't understand the question.
How is it more beneficial?
It's beneficial. It purifies. She's Pavani. She purifies everybody. She's Roga Haratva. She destroys diseases. She's purifying in so many ways. You know? So you can... Tulsi is always good to give to everybody. Seeds. Plants, you give to good devotees. Seeds, you can give to anybody. Prabhupada said, if she sprouts, who are we to tell them no? Tell her no. We should just give e-books... If they get a lamp, you know what I mean? I don't pass out seeds unless you're ready to set your infrastructure up for her. Then I should, you know? But basically, I found so many times, one devotee, I told him, look, 90% of your problems if you get a lamp. And he got a lamp, and his tulsi came back to life. By the lamp. Yeah, makes sense. Lamps are cool, you know? So yeah, you can give tulsi to anybody. Tulsi prasadam is the main thing. Now, can you give grains on Ekadasi to the karmas? Ideally, no. If the cooks are really good, you can cook all different types of Ekadasi preparations. You just don't have to, you know? Like in different restaurants, you got different days. Yeah, we're having a vegan day, we're having a Mexican day, you know, every day a different one. So on Ekadasi, why not? We're having a non-vegetarian day. Why? You know, like that. And variety is a spice of life for the customers in the restaurant. You know, so yeah, you can do it now. Any cook with a salt knows how to make a lot of Ekadasi preparations. You know. You know. So, yes.
I recently read that Tulsi Devi grows naturally, I think, in Jamaica or one of those sort of countries. I'm just wondering how we correlate that with actually growing in Vrindavan and also in a country where they didn't actually worship.
She's Vrindavani. Wherever she is, that is Vrindavan. She's bringing the Vrindavan atmosphere to that country. That's all. Now, the only thing about that is that there's Rama Tulsi and there's Shama Tulsi. There's no Himalaya Tulsi and Lakshmi Tulsi, and we didn't accept that. There's only two. There's Rama and Shama. That I found the Sanskrit for. Now, whether it is in Jamaica or any other country of the world, Rama and Shama, you know, two Tulsis, and they're bringing the Vrindavan to you. That's all, you know. But somebody gave me something. Yeah, I was at a pro, and I said, this is basil. It's pasta priya. It's good for your pasta. It's good for your tomato sauce. It's good for your salads. It's a good garnish for your sub-trees, you know. Basil is basil. Asam and basilicum. Yeah. Cooks like it. And, every cook wants a little Quonset, you know, half-moon greenhouse outside his kitchen. Lovely, you know. Any cook with his own, an herb garden is fantastic, man. You know, you don't kill the basil. You just take a few leaves here and there and use it. Yeah. You know, the basil deserves to live, but it's not Krishna Priya. It's pasta Priya. Come on. Pizza Priya. Tomato sauce Priya. Good for your salads. Good for your subjects. Good garnish at the end, you know. Basil is basil. Tulsi is Tulsi, you know. Very funny story, Dhananjaya, my hot Scot friend, he's in Amsterdam, told me this story personally. In 1971, Prabhupada was wandering around Bury Place, and the Tulsi house had an opaque glass, like a bathroom glass. He couldn't see what's going on. Man, big plants. Who the pretender? So Prabhupada walks up and opens the door, and then smile on off his face. Hey, this isn't Tulsi. Where's the pujara? The girl scampers up and says, this is the sister of Tulsi. We don't care for any sister. We want Tulsi. That was a funny one. Another one was that I had two sannyasi friends of mine in 1974 in Miami. And he said, hey, I think we're circumambulating an imposter here. And one girl was saying, oh, did I waste my time serving the basil plant? Prabhupada said, she's Baba Grahi. Probably got the benefit, but don't continue to worship the basil plant. There's just something, you know. Basil is basil. Pasta Priya, you know. In Radha Desh, we got 100 basil plants out of the Tulsi house. I convinced them. It's not Tulsi. And they put them on. I still got to find out what happened to them. Anyway, life goes on, you know. One round at a time. We're only as good as our japa. And everybody can improve, you know. And Tulsi's good. Yeah, the girl said, oh, did I waste my time? Probably said, oh, she's Baba Grahi. You probably got the advancement anyway. But don't continue to worship the basil plant. Pretty interesting. Yeah? Yeah, it's not grains. You know. But the best thing is that if you consider, like I said, in Dearest Division, it says, anna means that which sustains. So by that definition, any food could have Papa Purusha in it. So, best thing is don't eat nothing. Then you don't have to worry about breaking Ekadasi, you know. Oh, damn, I broke my Ekadasi. There was grains in that thing, hing in that thing, in the sabji, or peas in the potatoes. And, you know, there's so many times. Oh, you broke Ekadasi. Then you have to fast for 3 days, Prabhupada told Tamagrishnamurti. That's an eye-opener. Well, that's what they said in the Shastra, but, you know, then fast on Trayodasi. They were eating at some life member's house. Hey, Prabhupada, it's Ekadasi. We're following it tomorrow. You know? Not to blow the mind of the guests, you know, like that. They did like that. You know, life goes on, you know. Hey, one thing is that if anna means that which sustains, then Papa Purusha would be there in any food. Don't eat nothing. You don't have to worry about it. You know? That is one solution. But Tulsi is technically not a grain. You know? So, yeah. Now, another thing is that what about things that are grains? You know, like wheatgrass? You know? Well, they say when it's a plant form, it's not a grain yet. But, you know, best do without. When in doubt, do without. is the logic. When in doubt, do without. You know? So, yeah. You know? Like that. Or a cat. Anything else? Come on, gang. What do we got? When, okay, we offsetted it. Okay? We offsetted it. We offset it. No other questions? Yeah, we all went. She offsetted her question. All right. Nothing else? Come on, gang. What did we get? We got like 10 questions or something like that? Come on, gang. Nothing else? No other question? Sad. I really like Jagannath Ram because when I went to his Namahatta on Wednesday, you know, the questions were flying. I think I had in a bowl about 150 questions. That means you got to, each answer's got to be like a half a sentence. You know, you got to smoke, you got to hurry, you know, you got to serve Jayadvaita Swami's Baba. You know, half a sentence. You know, answer the question quick because you got a whole bowl full of questions here. I loved it. It was great. I look forward to it. The more questions, the merrier. You know, the more questions, the merrier it is. You know, but it doesn't end. Not only for the senior person, you should have questions for your friends. You should have questions for your subordinates. You should have questions for your superiors. You could just simply package it differently. Questions means thinking. Questions means you're thinking, you know. I want people to think, you know. That's what we're here for, you know. We're not robots. We're trying to think, you know. All right. Have a nice Papa Mochini Ekadasi. I'm going to bathe Krishna Balaram now. I have to bathe them. We have to love them, you know, and then so that they can love you, you know. And I don't know, I need some help, you know, setting up some Abhishek tonight, you know, do something. You know, we got to speculate how many people might come. Who knows, you know? You never know how many people are going to come. And we'll have a party, you know. We'll have a party like that. You know? We'll have a party, and whoever comes is fun, and whoever doesn't, well, you know, it's life, you know. And you can't think of what they may do or may not do. You have to think, what are you going to do? That's what you got to think, what are you going to do? That's what you got to think about, you know? Hare Krishna.
What time is the Abhishek?
You know, 1 o'clock, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. I just need a bunch of yogurt and a bunch of milk and some yogurt and milk and a bunch of water, you know, warm water and you know, some honey, you know, mix with butter, something like that, you know, some new garlands. I need some new garlands and you know, like that. And you know, and if people are gonna eat or sleep, maybe they give a Tulsi garland. Yeah, you know, that they made with their own hands.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving on Thursday.